I'm going over to the hotel to get the glasses and the wineskin, I said. See you back here. Don't get cockeyed.
I'll come along, Bill said.
Brett smiled at us. We walked around through the arcade to avoid the heat of the square.
That cone gets me, Bill said. He's got this Jewish superiority so strong that he thinks the only emotion he'll get out of the fight will be being bored.
We'll watch him with the glasses, I said.
Oh, to hell with him.
He spends a lot of time there.
I want him to stay there.
In the hotel on the stairs, we met Montoya. Come on, said Montoya. Do you want to meet Pedro Romero?
Fine, said Bill. Let's go see him.
We followed Montoya up a flight and down the corridor.
He's in room number 8, Montoya explained. He's getting dressed for the bullfight.
Montoya knocked on the door and opened it. It was a gloomy room with a little light coming in from the window on the narrow street. There were 2 beds, separated by a monastic partition. The electric light was on. The boy stood very straight and unsmiling in his bullfighting clothes. His jacket hung over the back of a chair. They were just finishing winding his sash. His black hair shone under the electric light. He wore a white linen shirt, and the sword handler finished his sash and stood up and stepped back. Pedro Romero nodded, seeming very far away and dignified, when we shook hands.
Montoya said something about what great aficionados we were and that we wanted to wish him luck. Romero listened very seriously. Then he turned to me.
He was the best-looking boy I have ever seen.
You go to the bullfight, he said in English.
You know English, I said, feeling like an idiot.
No, he answered, and smiled.
One of 3 men who had been sitting on the beds came up and asked us if we spoke French.
Would you like me to interpret for you? Is there anything you would like to ask Pedro Romero?
We thanked him. What was there that you would like to ask? The boy was 19 years old, alone, except for his sword handler and the 3 hangers-on, and the bullfight was to commence in 20 minutes. We wished him mucha suerte, shook hands, and went out. He was standing, straight and handsome, and altogether by himself, alone in the room with the hangers-on as we shut the door.
He's a fine boy, don't you think so? Montoya asked.
He's a good-looking kid, I said.
He looks like a torero, Montoya said. He has the type.
He's a fine boy. We'll see how he is in the ring, Montoya said.
We found the big leather wine bottle leaning against the wall in my room, took it and the field glasses, locked the door, and went downstairs. It was a good bullfight. Bill and I were very excited about Pedro Romero. Montoya was sitting about 10 places away. After Romero had killed his first bull, Montoya caught my eye and nodded his head. This was a real one. There had not been a real one for a long time. Of the other 2 matadors, one was very fair and the other was passable. But there was no comparison with Romero, although neither of his bulls was much. Several times during the bullfight, I looked up at Mike and Brett and Cone with the glasses. They seemed to be all right. Brett did not look upset. All 3 were leaning forward on the concrete railing in front of them.
Let me take the glasses, Bill said.
Does Cone look bored? I asked.
That kike,